My name is Earl McKee, and I'm running for a fifth term as an Orange County Commissioner representing District 2. The top issue for me in the next few years will see the completion of broadband service, fiber in front of every property. I started this conversation several years back. We put a contract out. That was picked up by Lumos, and to date, they have covered about 90-95% of the homes and properties in Orange County. It has been a massive improvement for a lot of folks. My hope is before I leave this board one way or the other that I will be able to get this finished. The main issues other than that are tax relief. We've got to figure out a way to hold the line on tax increases. I am toying with the idea now and trying to put something together to expand the homestead exemption to include freezing taxes at the level that they are at for someone when they turn 65. That would not eliminate their tax burden, but it would freeze that as long as they fell under a certain income limit, as long as they lived in that home. So that is the second. And then the third would be affordability of living in Orange County. Orange County is a beautiful place. Orange County is a great place to live. But Orange County is a very expensive place to live. The affordable wage, living wage in Orange County is $18.18. I can tell you that when I retired and then decided I was going to go back to work for Summit Engineering, I started at $16 an hour and was shocked at the size of the net paycheck I got for my first 2 weeks' work. And my very first thought was, how do people with families live on this? So we've got to try to figure how to encourage more of our business to pay a minimum wage. Companies that we recruit, that is one of the very first things we ask them. Not what is your average wage, not what is your median wage. What does the person on the very lower end of your pay scale make? And if they're not paying $18, $20 an hour, I'm not really interested in working with them very much to locate here. I think the main thing that sets me apart is my depth of experience. I'm a longtime resident of Orange County, in fact, a lifetime resident of Orange County. I've watched Orange County grow from a rural community to what is now an evolving urban area. And so I have that experience. I've lived on a farm. I've farmed all my life. I've been actively involved in the community with helping form a fire department for Caldwell, serving on that board, serving on the board of Farm Bureau, serving on the board of my church. For leadership in the county, I served on the planning board. I've served on several regional boards since I've been a commissioner. I'm 15 years in on service as a county commissioner, and I've served as chair and vice chair. So I think I've got a broad wealth of experience, and I will continue to feel like I have the energy and interest to continue for 4 more years. What do we do when we do not agree with policies, procedures, and actions of the state and federal government? In North Carolina, there is what is known as a Dillon Rule, and a county government cannot do anything except what is authorized explicitly by the state. So we are limited on what we can and cannot do as a county. That does not mean that we are limited on expressing our opinions, taking action on pushing issues that we feel is important for Orange County. And to be quite honest, sometimes you work with the state and feds, particularly the state, because we have much more interaction with the state. And then sometimes, such as the case with broadband, you find a way to work around the state's rules. There's a state law that explicitly prevents counties and cities from being a broadband service provider. It said nothing about us incentivizing a current provider to move into and provide service in Orange County. Just like we incentivized Morinaga, just like we incentivized Medline and many other companies that we have drawn to Orange County over the last few years. When it comes to affordability, Orange County, as I mentioned before, is a very expensive place to live. The things that we have done as a board over the last years that I've served is to work with the affordable housing providers, Habitat for Humanity, Community Home Trust, CASA Empowerment, provide support for them financially. We are looking currently at the possibility of setting aside some county land. There's a possibility of using some of the green tract for that because it's more and more, even with inflation, it's much more expensive to build homes now. So we're going to have to get innovative over what type of homes we're building, looking at other cities, looking at other counties, other states to find out what they're doing and think outside of the box because the county cannot pick up this by itself. So it's going to be a joint between county, municipality, and other entities to make this work well. What I want someone to think of when they see my name on the ballot is reliability. I have spent 15 years trying to build a reputation of response and follow-up. If I have any legacy, I would like it to be that I was responsive and that I was looking to try to help people in need.